Make money predicting football, politics, culture, and more legally nationwide with Kalshi. From football to Bitcoin, the Oscars, or even politics, if it matters, you can trade on it. Who do you got? Cleveland is trading at 24% to beat Chicago in Chicago. Trade 100 to win 400 with props, spread, and more. Trade on outcome, player yards, victory margin, and more. Make your call and make money only at Kalshi. Legal in all 50 states. Download the Kalshi app now. KALSHI.com. Trading involves financial risk. Kalshi.
I'm going to show you one of each of these three different types of agents as part of the Copilot agent spectrum, starting with the left-hand side, the simplest type of agent, which I built using Agent Builder, a no-code environment where you can develop very simple but powerful agents. And so I very affectionately call this agent the HR Miracle Worker because it tells me all about my company benefits. I have it pointed to a SharePoint site that has all the information about my 401k vacation medical, and it does a great job of telling me all about that information. Now, this is the simplest type of agent, and basically it retrieves information that it's grounded on, and it reasons over it and summarizes it, does a great job. Now, I actually built this agent step by step in a previous video, so if you want to know how to build it, check out that video. But today we're going to do a demo so I can show you the spectrum of agents going from one to the next. Now, what I've never shown before is this center one called the HR Miracle Worker Pro Edition. And I used Copilot Studio to develop it. And what makes it pro is that it has integration to ServiceNow for read and write so that I can use it to book my vacation days. So basically that makes it a task-based agent because it can take actions based on questions that I ask it, like booking vacation days, automates workflows, and replaces repetitive tasks. And that is generally available today. Now, on the far right-hand side, we have the most advanced type of agents, which is an autonomous agent. And again, using Copilot Studio, I built an agent that I like to call the InBot. This little autonomous bot automatically answers all the questions that come into my email, so I never have to answer these questions anymore. It's super awesome, and I actually built this agent in a previous video step by step that you can check out as well. And so this agent is operating independently, and there are other types of agents that can orchestrate other agents. These are actually in preview at the moment. But before we jump in to the demo, I wanted to do a level set because some of you might be new to Copilot agents and needed a little bit of a level set to kind of have all this stuff make sense. First, there's one question that is on everyone's mind, and that is, how are businesses using AI to transform and drive impact? And I would say that the key to driving impact is to apply AI to your business processes. So here, we have a variety of different lines of business like customer service and sales, finance, marketing, HR, legal, and IT. And your company might have other lines of business like engineering, for example. But each line of business has specific workflows that they're involved in. The key is, can we automate these workflows per line of business? So if you look at the HR one, for example, HR typically has a workflow of recruiting where they post a job, the job has a description, and then you have hundreds of people that apply. Can you automate this process using agents that basically look at all the resumes, analyze them, parse them, compare them to the job description, and then take four or five and send a Teams message with the resumes attached to the hiring manager and say, hey, look, I found you some potential candidates. The answer is yes, but this is the idea around basically using agents to automate processes. Now, the thing is that when most people think about Microsoft and AI, they think about Microsoft 365 Copilot, which is your AI assistant for work. It's wonderful because you can use business chat to ask it questions about your emails and Teams messages and help you prep for your upcoming meetings. And it lives inside your applications as well, like Word, PowerPoint, Excel, and so on. But the key is that when you move into this extensibility layer over here, that's when you can start to use tools like Copilot Studio to create agents, which I think is really the future. And you can also measure and adopt and look at all these different tools, reports, analytics, and we have enterprise-grade security to kind of wrap all around it. But the other question that most people have is, on one hand, you have Copilot for productivity, which basically can augment human interaction, work as your personal assistant. But realistically, there are only as many co-pilots as there are people. There's a one-to-one. On the other hand, if you think about AI agents, they're essentially expert systems that work, that they can work autonomously. They don't have to. They work on behalf of a process or a company. And there can be many, many more agents as you build these agents, autonomous or non, that you interact with. So there can be a ton of them as you build them out. And one last thing before I show you a demo. A lot of people always ask me, hey, Sherv, agents are wonderful, but we're the IT team and we're rolling out some of the ideas that you're sharing. And we want to be able to have some more control over these, right? In terms of who can actually create these agents, who can publish them, reports, cost. And I'll say that overall, we have very good tools in place, and some of them are listed here today from an agent builder perspective, Copilot Studio and SharePoint. But of course, as each day goes by, we're adding more and more tools, so stay tuned, but some of this might be sufficient for you to basically implement and roll out these amazing agents. With that, let's jump into the demo. All right, so let's look at the simplest agent, the retrieval-based agent. And what you're looking at here is basically Microsoft Teams. And I'm in the Work tab, and this is the Microsoft 365 Copilot. And on the right-hand side here, we have the HR Miracle Worker and also the Pro Edition. So I'm just going to select HR Miracle Worker so we look at this simple retrieval-based agent. And I have these six different starter prompts. So if I select something like employee reviews, it's basically going to go to this SharePoint site where I have information about these types of topics, and it's going to generate a response based on that question that I asked it. So it's telling me all about my stock options and bonuses and all kinds of good stuff about employee reviews, and it also shares this document. So when I select the document, because I have access to that SharePoint site, I can ask the agent, but I can also look at the document itself. So here it is if I wanted additional information. And now going back to Teams, here I can ask more questions, I can do a new chat. And the SharePoint site itself, if you are curious, is this. And basically, if I select on the top right-hand side this wheel icon and go to the site contents, there's a documents folder here where all these different documents about my 401k and holiday and sick, everything is there. So questions that I ask the agent are basically going to this site and generating responses from the information in these documents. But how I built this agent was very easy. I basically selected create an agent, and this is Agent Builder, which is actually part of Microsoft Copilot Studio. And you can go ahead and start describing the agent, and I have a video where I built this agent step by step, so check that out if you want to look at all the steps involved. We're just doing a quick review here, but if I select my Copilot agent, I can actually select agents that I've built in the past. So when I select the HR Miracle Worker and I'm in the Configure tab, I can make changes to the icon, for example, the name of the agent, the description, the instructions. All of these are very important, right? You're telling the agent how to behave. And then the knowledge source section over here, you can see these are those same documents that were in the SharePoint site. So when I select browse, these are all the different SharePoint sites that I have access to in my tenant. And in the HR SharePoint site, these are the documents that I'm using. And so if somebody updates those documents, the agent also gets updated. And there's other things coming soon like actions. Also on the starter prompts, when I told it, tell me about my employee review process, it's because I put the starter prompt in here, but you can go ahead and delete these and create your own starter prompts if you wanted to. Now on the top right hand side, I can simply update this agent if I've made any changes, or I can click on share and share it out with anyone in my company or specific people. So that's how you share these types of agents. And if everything looks good, we're going to exit out of here. And very simple but powerful agent, because people don't have to go to the SharePoint site anymore. They can just ask questions from the agent. Now, Here's the pro version, right? Just right below it is the HR Miracle Worker Pro. But before we do, if you're finding value in this video, please give it a like as it really does help the channel. Thank you very much for your support. So the first question is, what makes it pro? And I briefly mentioned that it's because I have an integration to ServiceNow. So what I did was I went to ServiceNow and I created this HR database for vacation data. And in here, I gave it a bunch of different fields. So I said, look, I want you to have information on vacation that people request. Somebody might say, I want 10 hours of vacation. And what's their balance, right? The vacation balance and what's left. And I also want their last name, first name, and their email address. So if we actually look at the table, I've populated it with some information. So there I am. And we also have Michael Jordan, we have Bob Smith, we have Lionel Messi and Taylor Swift. Wow, that's an amazing group of people. And so you can see Taylor has a bunch of vacation hours, 300, and Lionel has 120, and Bob has 80, and so on, right? So this is the table. Now let's go back to Microsoft Teams and see how this HR Miracle Worker Pro actually behaves, right? So let's ask it a question like, what are my 401k benefits? And I'm gonna ask it that question. It should do the same thing as the regular version because it's connected to a SharePoint site with the same document. So let's see what it says. All right, so here it is. Contoso's 401k offers a variety of investments, all that kind of good stuff. And then here's the document that I can go ahead and select and open up. And so here's the document that it gave me access to. If I wanted to have more information, there it is. So it does the same kind of thing, right? It retrieves information, but remember, this is a task-based agent because we have integration, not just for reading and writing, but it's accomplishing a task. So what is that task, right? Part of that task is us asking it about vacation information, right? To that ServiceNow database that I showed you. So let's ask it something like, how many vacation days does Michael have? What it's doing now is it's using the ServiceNow connector that I put together in Copilot Studio, reaching out to that database and looking at that information. So it says Michael has a vacation balance of 50 days and has requested 30 days of vacation. So let's quickly go back here and cross-reference. Here's Michael. He has a vacation balance of 50 and has requested 30. Perfect. So that's accurate. We know this is working. Now, in this case, I actually have superpowers. I can look at everyone's vacation. So in your scenario, you're going to want to lock this down unless you want to have superpowers. We'll ask it, how many vacation hours does everyone have? So again, it's going to the table and it's saying Bob has 80, Michael has 50, Shervin has 40. And remember, if you remember, Taylor had 300. So this is accurate. And again, this is the chart. So this is all the information, 300, 120, 80. It's all coming here as well, right? 300, 120 and 80 for Bob. Okay, so that's fine, but that's just read, right? What if we want to write? So let's start off by saying, I want to take some PTO. See what it says here. How many vacation hours would you like to book? Let's say 15. And then who is this vacation for? We'll say it's for Taylor, right? Because Taylor hasn't taken any and she has 300. All right, it came back and it said, thank you for providing. We are updating your vacation hours in ServiceNow. All right, so that's done. And it says that Taylor's vacation hours have been successfully updated. She now has a vacation balance of 285 and has requested 15 because before it was 0 and 300, right? Now let's go double check our database here. I'm gonna go ahead and refresh this. Notice, by the way, before I refresh, Taylor has 300 and 0, so this should become 285 and 15. I'm gonna refresh this. And then here it is, 285 and 15 for Taylor Swift. All right, so we know this agent is doing exactly what we've programmed it to do. It's reading, it's writing, and it's providing us information about basically our 401k benefits, vacation, medical, all HR related type of stuff. So it's a retrieval agent that we've amped up to become a task-based agent with this integration to ServiceNow. Now, before I show you how we actually built this, I'm not gonna give you all the details necessarily because we don't have a ton of time, but I'll show you high level how I was able to build it. But I wanted to also show you, look, on the left-hand side, you can also access this agent from different places. So I can select it as an app, HR Miracle Worker here, and I can interact with it here. So it doesn't have to be inside Copilot. It can also be an app. And also, if I was in Copilot, and if I was in Copilot for Microsoft 365 on the top right-hand side, where I can ask it about prepping for meetings and whatnot, I can also app mention the agent. So I can app mention like this and select any agent. So I can select the original one or the pro one and ask it questions from here. This was the demo of the pro version. I hope you like it, but what does it actually look like? I'm gonna select Copilot Studio here, and you can see these different agents that I built. And this is the Imbot, the autonomous agent, which is super cool. And then this is the HR Miracle Worker Pro. Let's select that. Now, what you're gonna see here is that there are a lot of similarities, because basically what I'm saying here in the description is very much the same as the description of the original one in the agent builder. But in the instructions, I've amped it up a little bit. So it's basically saying if they're retrieving information about their vacation balance, use this ServiceNow list records action. And then the general stuff, just use the knowledge sources, okay? So let's scroll down a little bit. This was the instruction section. And then you'll see that the knowledge section is the same as before. Now here's one difference. This is the ServiceNow list records action. And this is what basically I was able to set up so that the agent is using it to be able to connect to this database that I've set up. This is the name of the database that I gave it, and it's able to connect to it. Now let's go back. If you wanted to connect other actions, you simply click on this plus action and all the different actions, you know, from Excel and whatever you want. If I wanted to search for something in Outlook, we have a lot of different actions that you basically can set up here. Or we even have things for that are not Microsoft, like Google, for example. We have a lot of different actions and connectors that you can use, all right? Now, I just basically set up the ServiceNow one, but you are probably wondering, well, sure, but what about the booking of the vacation? Because this is a read, what about the write? And so for that, what I did was I actually went to topics, and I created this topic called booking vacation, and I created a flow. And basically I said, look, this is a trigger. So anytime somebody asks about PTO and vacation, wake up. And when you wake up, the first thing you do is you ask a question like, how many vacation hours would you like to book? And you guys all saw that in the demo. The next question you ask, and by the way, you take a note of that in this variable. The next thing that you do is you say, who is this vacation for? And you take a note of that in this variable. And then this is where the rubber meets the road, right? Then this action is actually a custom ServiceNow flow connector. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna open this up, and this is the flow that I actually developed. You can kind of see some high level information about it. And when I select edit, you'll see the flow itself. So this is the flow. First you come in from Copilot, and then the first thing you do is you get all the different records. So you get the information about everyone's vacation balances. And then the next thing you do is you update the records based on the information that is given to you. Like, I want to book 5 hours of vacation. Now, I got to say that this stuff, like the formulas that I put together for vacation hours requested or vacation hour balance, this actually took me some time, but Copilot was able to help me by creating an expression in both of these cases. But I'm not a Power Platforms person, but it took me a little bit of time to figure it out. But maybe for the Power Platforms people out there, this is easy. So just a heads up on that. There is a little bit of coding involved in this, and that's the difference of like the no code or zero coding to like low code and then pro code, right? So a little bit of elbow grease is involved as you're developing this. And then finally you respond to Copilot. So that's what the flow is. But when we go back to the topics, basically from that point on, the last thing was like, thank you for providing the details. And that was a message that was sent out. So this is the process of booking vacation days. And then getting the vacation days was basically that action of listing the records using the instructions that I gave it up here. All right, so I hope that makes sense. And I will also say that ultimately you end up not just publishing it, but deciding what channels you want this to exist in, right? So you have to select channels and you end up putting it inside Teams like I did, or if you want to put it in a custom website. So it's up to you, but this process has to happen as well. Moving to the last type of agent, which is that autonomous agent. This is my inbot that I created, and you can see the full video on how I created it, but I just wanted to kind of let you all know the progression of going from retrieval to task to autonomous. And honestly, I'll say that most of this in terms of the instructions and the description isn't that different than what I did for the HR Miracle Worker Pro. The only thing that makes this different is I told it what to do in the instructions, and this is all based on emails coming in and emails that it sends to me. This is the trigger and this is the action. And I didn't do anything on the topic side, but it's basically when you have a trigger like this, and you can see it's in preview at the moment, that's what makes it autonomous, because it's basically out there looking for this activity and then it wakes up and takes action. Now, in terms of a quick demo, basically this is the outlook of the person that is using that autonomous agent, right? So their inbox is empty, and then they also, on the bottom left-hand side, they have this inbot folder. This is where the emails come in from the inbot, but regular emails obviously come into the inbot. So if I go ahead and send this person an email, we'll say hello. And then here we'll just say, nice to meet you. Can you tell me more about Teams Premium? What are the main features of Teams Phone? And then on the Copilot side, we'll ask it, how can I build an agent using Copilot Studio? All right, let's send that off. And we're just gonna wait here for this email to arrive in my inbox. And then there it is. So nice to meet you. Can you tell me more about Teams Premium, Teams Phone, and how can I build an agent using Copilot Studio? Okay. So we got to wait a little bit for something to appear in inbot. And so there it is. It just came in inbot. I'm going to select it. I'm going to open this up and let's see what our autonomous agent put together for us. Teams Premium is an add-on license. You can refer to documentation here. Main features of Team Phone, call auto attendant, call queues, real-time metrics. Documentation is here. And building an agent using Copilot Studio. Gives us some instructions and more information here. So all the different links. And basically in my instructions, I also asked it to give me some questions so I can ask additional clarifying questions from the customer. And by the way, notice that this comes to me and not to the customer directly because I designed it that way so that I can review it before the customer gets it. So that's the autonomous agent. And I guess we'll wrap by trying to identify and comparing these different types of tools and building these retrieval and task and autonomous agents. And when we look at them over here, just kind of high level, and one of them isn't even here, it's inside Teams and the way we built it inside Copilot. I would say that Agent Builder is the simplest way, right, to build these agents, the HR Miracle Worker. You just click on create an agent and go from there. It's all encompassing, all inside, and very easy to do. But it's missing the connection pieces. So if you wanted to connect to a data source outside of Microsoft, which I guess would be the actions piece that's coming to Agent Builder, that's when you go to Copilot Studio. And here we were able to use the ServiceNow connector and Power Automate flows inside topics to basically do read and write to our ServiceNow database. And then finally, back to Copilot Studio, the autonomous agent, I guess the thing that makes that super cool, it's all the different use cases you come up with, but it's the trigger that makes it autonomous. If you have a trigger, or if you have multiple triggers that's looking for some kind of activity, for us it's an email coming in, that's the key here with these autonomous agents, but they could be very similar to task-based agents. And so I've said this before, these agents just basically build on each other. You can go from one to the next, and that's why we call it a spectrum. There's many shades within the spectrum. Having said all that, I hope you have a good understanding now of these different types of agents. I do want to mention a couple of other things. One, a lot of people ask me about access to Microsoft Copilot Studio. They want to start building these types of agents themselves. And I'll drop this link in the description, but you can very simply go and get yourself a free trial of Copilot Studio. But here's the thing. This is for work and for education. So you have to have a work account. And what I would recommend if you don't is you can actually sign up for a free trial for Microsoft 365 Business Standard. And so here, if you actually select plans and pricing, you'll see a variety of different plans for business, all of which seem to have a free 1 month trial. So my suggestion is, look, if you don't have access to work account and you can't get Copilot Studio because of that, get this type of a trial and then go ahead and log in with the credentials that you get from it into Copilot Studio and you should be good. And another question a lot of people ask me is around pricing of these agents. And so this is a very good article that first came out on the 15th of January. But since then, it's been updated just yesterday, actually, 325. But if I'll drop this in the description, but if you scroll down, it talks about consumption with agents. If you're just using Copilot Studio, and it talks about how agents are about, they use messages, which costs about a penny a message. And the concept of messages is kind of explained here in terms of what kind of messages there are: web grounded, classic, generative. And it explains what these are below. And it gives you some examples of autonomous actions and calculating agents' costs and so on. So for those of you who are interested in kind of building these agents but are concerned about the cost, then I would definitely check out this article because it has updated pricing as well. And one other thing that I'll mention is that this is talking about if you just have Copilot Studio and you don't have the Microsoft 365 Copilot license. So some of you that have that M365 Copilot license, that's a very feature-rich license. And that actually gives you web-grounded answers, classic answers, generative answers, and tenant grounding for messages and agent actions, all except for autonomous agents actions. Okay, so that's the distinction. But if it's like regular actions, like that ServiceNow connector that I showed, all of these are included with the M365 Copilot license. Again, just minus the autonomous actions. So you get a lot of value with that M365 Copilot license. But if you don't have it, then you can basically pay as you go as a Copilot Studio user without having that M365 license. So check out this article. It does a good job of explaining kind of like the pricing of these agents as you build them out, and also how to manage them. Thanks again for watching. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please give this video a like, share, comment, and let me know what you'd like to see next, and I'll catch you on the next one.